Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 1, Bonus.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge von Coffee Break German.
Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
And we're here to put into practice the language that we were covering in the main lesson of Coffee Break German. That is all about nationalities and languages in this episode, so I am ready to do some translation sentences, Andrea.
That's excellent. I have some translation sentences for you from German into English and later from English into German.
Ausgezeichnet. With each of these, we'll give our listeners some time to think, which also will give me some time to think because I'll need to think some of these through. So let's begin then with number one, Nummer eins.
Yes, our first sentence is in German. Meine Mutter ist Schweizerin, aber mein Vater ist Deutscher.
Nochmal bitte.
Meine Mutter ist Schweizerin, aber mein Vater ist Deutscher.
Okay. So, you are saying here, meine Mutter ist Schweizerin. So, my mother is Swiss.
Genau.
Aber mein Vater ist Deutscher. But my father is German.
Sehr gut, super.
One more time then.
Meine Mutter ist Schweizerin, aber mein Vater ist Deutscher.
Okay, let's go on to number two then.
Genau. Selina ist Peruanerin. Ihr Mann ist Engländer. Sie spricht Spanisch und Englisch.
Okay, nochmal bitte.
Selina ist Peruanerin. Ihr Mann ist Engländer. Sie spricht Spanisch und Englisch.
Okay, the first part of that sentence there. I've definitely not heard that nationality. I think I can guess it. Let's hear it one more time.
Selina ist Peruanerin.
I think you're saying that Selina ist from is Peruvian.
Exactly.
She's
well
from
done.
Peru. And then you said, ihr Mann ist Engländer.
Exactly.
So her husband is English.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you said, they speak Spanish and English.
Achtung, ich habe gesagt, sie spricht Spanisch und Englisch.
And I had understood, sie sprechen Spanisch und Englisch. So she speaks Spanish and English, not they speak Spanish and English.
Genau.
So the whole thing again?
Selina ist Peruanerin. Ihr Mann ist Engländer. Sie spricht Spanisch und Englisch.
Ausgezeichnet. Also, Nummer drei, bitte.
Ist deine Frau Irin oder Schottin? Sie ist Waliserin, aber ihre Großeltern sind Italiener. Deshalb spricht sie drei Sprachen.
That's a tricky one. Let's hear it again, please.
Ist deine Frau Irin oder Schottin? Sie ist Waliserin, aber ihre Großeltern sind Italiener. Deshalb spricht sie drei Sprachen.
Okay, I think we need to split this one up. We've got a question and answer in,
exactly.
In this one. Let's hear the question.
Ist deine Frau Irin oder Schottin?
So I think you're asking there, is your wife Irish or Scottish?
Genau, sehr gut.
And then the first part of the answer?
Sie ist Waliserin, aber ihre Großeltern sind Italiener.
Right, so you're saying sie ist Waliserin, she is Welsh.
Genau.
Aber ihre Großeltern
sind Italiener.
But her grandparents are Italian.
Very good.
And then the last part was?
Deshalb spricht sie drei Sprachen.
I don't know if I've come across deshalb before. Is it kind of like saying therefore?
Yes, therefore, that's why.
Okay, so that's why spricht sie drei Sprachen. therefore speaks she three languages.
Yes, almost.
So, therefore she speaks three languages.
Exactly.
Now, I'm sure I've got questions about why deshalb spricht sie, why the word order changes there, but I don't think we're going to cover that right now.
I think we're going to cover this later, but there is definitely a rule.
Okay. We look forward to that rule. Let's move on to some translation sentences from English into German now.
Genau, also unser erster Satz, our first sentence. Andrea speaks German fluently, but she is not German, she is Swiss.
Okay, I don't know the word for fluently.
It's a very handy word to know. Fließend.
Fließend, okay. So let's hear the same sentence again.
Andrea speaks German fluently, but she's not German, she is Swiss.
Okay, I'm going to have a stab at this. Andrea spricht, would I say fließend Deutsch?
Yes.
So we turn it around and Andrea speaks fluent German, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Andrea spricht fließend Deutsch, aber sie ist nicht Deutsche, sie ist Schweizerin.
Yes, I'm sure a lot of people would be very happy with this sentence.
Okay.
If we want to be totally grammatically correct, we would say sie ist keine Deutsche, sie ist Schweizerin.
I always forget about kein and keine. It's tricky, I think, for a learner of German to remember that keine is like not a.
Exactly.
So she's not a German, she is a Swiss person.
Exactly.
Sie ist keine Deutsche, sie ist Schweizerin.
Sehr gut.
Okay, good.
So shall we go on to our next sentence?
Yeah, Nummer 5.
French is very beautiful. François is French and he speaks French.
Okay, let's hear that one more time.
French is very beautiful. François is French and he speaks French.
Okay. So you started with French is very beautiful, and I'm wondering whether I need to say the French or do I just say French?
Just French.
Okay, good, because I couldn't work out how to say the French. Französisch ist sehr schön.
Genau.
Okay, I wasn't sure about my adjective there, but schön is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Französisch ist sehr schön. Then you said François is French and he speaks French, but we've got two different words for French here. François ist Franzose und spricht Französisch.
Sehr gut.
So the whole sentence, can you give us the whole sentence in German, please?
Französisch ist sehr schön. François ist Franzose und spricht Französisch.
Prima. Okay, our final translation sentence here, please.
I don't speak Welsh, but my brother lives in Wales. He is not Welsh, but he speaks Welsh fluently.
Okay, we know fluently now, but I don't think we know the word for the Welsh language.
No, do you have a guess?
Walisisch?
Yes, very good. Walisisch.
Okay. Right, so I don't speak Welsh, but my brother lives in Wales. He is not Welsh, but speaks Welsh fluently. We'll give you some time. Let's have a go at translating this now. I don't speak Welsh. Ich spreche kein Walisisch.
Sehr gut.
Could I say ich spreche nicht Walisisch?
It's not really sound. We would say ich spreche kein Walisisch.
Okay, ich spreche kein Walisisch. But my brother lives in Wales. Aber mein Bruder wohnt in
Wales.
In Wales. Yeah. You just say Wales.
Yeah, genau.
I'd forgotten that we hadn't even mentioned Wales.
Nein.
We've talked about Welsh, but not Wales. So Wales, just with a W sound?
Yeah, wir versuchen, we try. Okay. We try to pronounce it properly.
Okay, aber mein Bruder wohnt in Wales?
Genau.
He is not Welsh, but speaks Welsh fluently. Er ist kein Waliser, aber spricht fließend Walisisch.
Sehr, sehr gut. Well done.
So we had the kein again there because he's not a Welsh person.
Mm-hmm.
Er ist kein Waliser, aber spricht fließend Walisisch.
Sehr gut.
Well, I hope that that has helped you and me do a little bit of practice on what we learned in lesson one of season two of Coffee Break German. That's it for today. Das reicht für heute. Bis bald.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.